One of the things I enjoy about Chef Eric Repair's cooking channel show, Avec Eric, is that he doesn't do the usual showing us what cooks do. You get the sense that he's learning right along with you. And this is the sign of a real pro, at least in my book. In his latest season, he traveled extensively in Australia and Korea. Contributor Melissa Clark got him into a studio between trips to talk about how his travels inspire his culinary life.
So, Eric, you just got back from taping the last season of Avec Eric. How long were you on the road for the show?
We went to Korea. We spent about 7 days, came back to New York, and then I went to Australia for 19 days and shot in 6 territories, Northern Territory, Western Australia, Tasmania, in Melbourne, Victoria, and in Sydney.
And when you travel for that long, I guess you're traveling with a group of people and you're all experiencing it together. How much does it change from what you think you're going to experience to what you actually end up with?
Well, Australia for me was a big mystery because I have never been. I had no idea what the country looks like, what I'm going to find there. And I didn't even know the difference in between the Northern Territory and Tasmania. So I obviously worked a little bit before the trip. And then when you are on site, whatever you imagine is never as beautiful as what you encounter. And Korea was absolutely magical as well.
Was there anything that you ate that really surprised you, or were you pretty much filled in on what you were going to get?
No, I mean, I eat whatever people bring and decide to cook. It's not in advance that we decide my menu.
It's not scripted. So it's all a surprise as you're...
Yes.
And what were some of the most memorable things?
I have to say, when I was in Korea, I was in a temple and we studied temple food for 2-3 days. I even slept in a monastery as a guest on the floor and woke up at 3 a.m. with them and so on. And it's vegan diet. With some restrictions, no onion and no garlic.
No onion and no garlic?
So onions supposedly makes you a bit sleepy and also give you nightmares, according to the tradition. And garlic makes you very sexual.
Ah, okay.
And also, if you want to meditate, it makes your blood very active and it's not very good to be very zen. But the food that they were doing is very interesting because it's food that has to be obviously delicious in a sense, but not addictive because Buddhists cannot be attached to anything. So it has to be delicious, not addictive. You cannot crave that food. And that food is good for your body, to nourish your body. It's good for your soul. And it has everything as medicinal properties. The nuns, because I was with them, it could be monks too, in charge of the kitchen and cooking, are harvesting whatever is, or forage, whatever is in season from their garden or from the surroundings. And they put love and compassion and positive thoughts into the food, which is very difficult to prove scientifically.
Yes.
However, one nun claimed that she could see who cooked what and if the person is happy or sad or stressed. And she demonstrated to me that one person was cooking, the food was not with good energies, and she brought the person, talked to her, and it was actually true. But when you master cooking, then you're allowed to go in a garden, which is very interesting because they believe it's much more important to put positive thoughts into the seeds that will become a plant and a life and then end up in the kitchen again. And so the experience was totally fascinating for me.
What about Australia? What were some of the things that you found when you were there?
Australia was fascinating. Depending on the territories, you can have something like very tropical, like Northern Territory of Australia. It's a lot of green papayas and whatever you will find in the tropics. They have also what they call wattle seed, which is they grind it, they make a spice. I ate a barramundi,
which is the
local fish.
Yes.
I tried to catch it and I never...
Too hard to catch,
at least for me.
Yeah.
But someone brought it and they wrap it in the bark and put it completely in the fire.
Like a tree bark?
Tree bark that I have never seen before, wet, and then in the coils. So the bark completely burns, but by the time the bark is gone, the fish is ready.
And the bark adds a flavor or just...
Oh, definitely. It's hard to describe because we don't have a reference. Oh, I don't have a reference here. I cannot compare with anything else, but... The fish was absolutely delicious. And the wattle seeds bring this kind of like a nutty, almost like a bit of coffee flavor to it. And you can eat that with a green papaya salad the way they do in Asia. But then when we were in Tasmania, it looks like Scandinavia.
Oh, wow. So it's cold. It's cold climate.
Much Well, Scandinavia in the spring.
Yes, okay.
So the food was completely different. Then I went to Melbourne, and it was a melting pot of cultures like New York, but very influenced by the Middle East and Greece. So a lot of fusion between local ingredients and Middle Eastern food. And Sydney was fascinating because of the seafood, and I have a seafood restaurant. It was just like unbelievable, the products we found in Sydney. Crabs that I have never seen with clothes that are like 5 pounds. I mean, it's like unbelievable seafood. It's not such a thing as Australian food or like Italian cuisine or Spanish cuisine or French cuisine. It's mostly like fusion because, of course, all the immigrants.
So where are you off to next?
For the show, we will go to Puerto Rico. I find the island fascinating in terms of culture and in terms of beauty. And not too many people think about Puerto Rico anymore. The Caribbean has been attractive in many other islands because of different hotels and so on. But Puerto Rico has a rainforest, has a coast that is very dry, has the city of San Juan, which is absolutely amazing. And old San Juan is a colonial city, beautiful. And the food culture in Puerto Rico is amazing.
Well, we look forward to hearing and seeing it in your next season, the next show.
Yes, I hope so.
Thank you so much, Eric.
My pleasure.
Chef Eric Ripert hosts Avec Eric on the Cooking Channel. Now, he left us with a recipe from his time in Australia. Garlic and rosemary studded lamb with cannellini beans. And you can find it, you should know by now, splendidtable.org. Melissa Clark is a food columnist with the New York Times and author of Cook This Now.